The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Gird your loins and light your lamps, and be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. Amen, I say to you, he will gird himself, have them recline at table, and proceed to wait on them. And should he come in the second or third watch and find them prepared in this way, blessed are those servants." The Gospel of the Lord. Question for you this morning, just to think about. What is the worst crime that has ever happened in all of human history? The worst atrocity that has ever taken place by the hand of man. What is it? The Holocaust? September 11th? Abortion? Even though not many people think this way, in point of fact, the greatest crime in all of human history happened on Calvary. God himself came down to this earth, the creator into his own creation, the author entering into his own story, and we killed him. Now, theologically speaking, at least, no greater crime is even possible. But the real question to ask, the real mystery, is why did God allow it? Not so much as a hair falls from your head that your heavenly Father doesn't know that it happens, and God never wills even the slightest evil ever to occur, but he does allow it to occur, and the great mystery is why. A prayer we need to offer again and again comes from a line that we heard in our first reading from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, "Where sin abounds, grace all the more abounds." It's in the very worst circumstances that God shows his mightiest power and brings about a good greater than ever would have occurred if the evil had never happened at all. Where sin abounds, grace all the more abounds. In the worst circumstances. Remember back in the Old Testament, God showed his style. When Moses was trying to set the people free from slavery to Egypt, and the armies of Pharaoh were rushing upon him with their chariots and their horses, and there was nowhere to turn, and it was the end of all hope, and that was the moment in which God opened up the Red Sea like a wall to their right and to their left. We love to use little people like King David, a little teenage boy, to take on the undefeated and the invincible Goliath. Or he chose Jonah, the grump of the Old Testament, right, to be the one to preach repentance to Nineveh and succeed. Or Gideon, perpetually a coward, always running from a fight, chosen to lead an army into battle and win, even though they were outnumbered 450-1. The worst circumstances. And it brings about a good that was so great that people sing his praises about him even to this day. And in the New Testament, uses the very worst sinners to become the greatest saints, the good thief on the cross, Mary Magdalene, or St. Paul himself, who reminds us of something. When you're discouraged, remember this. Where sin abounds, grace abounds all the more. Now, Paul said that to ancient Rome, but he could have said it to us as well. Here's something I dug up. I just love this. Listen to this. Imagine a country advanced in arts and sciences, with a complex economy, a strong military, a country that includes many religions, even if religion is treated as a private affair or a mere formality. This country, however, has big problems. Fertility rates are below replacement levels. There are not enough children being born to replace the adult population, and they fill more coffins than cradles. Government officials offer incentives to encourage people to have more children, but nothing works. Promiscuity is common and accepted. So too are homosexuality, bisexuality, and prostitution. Birth control and abortion are legal, widely practiced, and celebrated by intellectuals. Every now and then, a lawmaker introduces a measure to promote marriage, arguing that the future of society depends on it, but these measures typically go nowhere. What country am I describing? With factual accuracy, I just described to you the Roman Empire in the time of Jesus Christ, the world in which our Lord himself chose to enter personally. Because where sin abounds, grace all the more abounds. Something to pray about. If you were Moses at the Red Sea, you might have thought this is the end. If you stood with the Blessed Mother and St. John on Calvary's Hill on Good Friday, you might have thought, there's no more hope. This is it. But you know better. And you ought to know better now, too. To pray about and to remember, just because you don't see what God is up to, it does not follow that he is not up to something great. Because remembering that is the heart of what it means to keep the faith.